Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sunderland thing came up. Roy Keane was manager, hero of mine. And
you'd seen him around the training ground as you've progressed, or
yeah,
not?
I mean, I'd spoken to him the odd time in the gym, but I was totally in awe of him.
Obviously,
I decided to go to Sunderland. They were playing a game against Preston at the weekend. So Roy had been in touch with my agent at the time, and he said, "Well, tell him to come up, watch the game, and I'll have a chat with him after." So I'm driving up to Sunderland. I had a Mini at the time of all cars in my leg for the leg room and that. But I'm driving up to Sunderland and my steering wheel locks.
No way.
So I'm on the motorway and the fluid in the steering wheel or something, there was a leak. And so I managed to pull the car in, abandoned the car, got a taxi up to Sunderland. Had to get a taxi back down after the game. And I was going to Sunderland a few days later. So I had no way of getting back up. I had no car. So Roy Keane, obviously, I found out about this. He said, "I'll come pick him up." He was still living in Manchester at the time. So there's me. Heroes come to pick me up. 2.5 hour journey the whole way to Sunderland. And I mean, it was fantastic for me to get the experience of that. But he's come to pick me up at the house. And I'm standing there. My mum's still trying to kiss me on the cheek by and that. And I'm like, "Mum, will you get off?" I'm 19. And he was my hero. And after that, obviously, I'd come back to, let's mention, we won the championship. Shall I mention that?
That was coming too.
Which is a great experience and a great achievement, because we went on a huge unbeaten sort of run for, I think when I joined at the time, we were 12th in the league, ended up going on to win it. So that was an enjoyable time.
I've looked and it seems to say to me, you play 19 times in the league from when you join, you lose once, which I think is at Colchester.
Colchester, yeah.
And it's number one. You debut for your country and you beat Spain before you've played professional Premier League football. You go to the championship, your first experience of playing top level senior football is to win the championship for Roy Keane against Steve Bruce's Birmingham on the last day by winning at Luton when they lose.
That's right.
Who's your script writer?
No. I mean, I think I was spoiled at that time. I mean, when I think back, I mean, everything just sort of flow nice. Like I say, I had good long spells and winning the championship. I mean, that's a fantastic achievement. When I look back on, you know, winning obviously Premier League titles with Manchester United, and I think that was the sort of first career trophy that I can be really, really proud of and sort of kickstarted me. And I felt like, you know, we were winning and winning. At the start of my career, you know, things were really going well.
It strikes me that you've prepared yourself for that. You've already used the expression, none of this fell into your lap. So if things were flowing, you know, there's a certain point at which you hit ramming speed, when you hit warp speed, and you've done that for yourself. But, you know, I've always had a fascination for Roy Keane, because he's certainly my kind of footballer. And I'm also, it frustrates me greatly, in that I like a lot about him, and I think that he's often either misportrayed or else deliberately misleads people. And I would have thought that, because at that stage, he's in, as a manager, he's in his pomp. That's you have a, you, going to say you have a good side, you have a championship side, but you also have a side that's playing good football. I used to tune in, I used to like watching. I think Carlos Edwards would have been the one that, that caught my eye. I liked watching.
Flying winger.
The atmosphere is good because the atmosphere there when it, I'm not so sure about Middlesbrough. Certainly, the atmosphere at Newcastle Sunderland when things are going well is pretty special. Now that must have been an adrenaline buzz. But I'm interested in what portrait do you portray of Roy as a successful manager? What's that like working for him?
Well, I mean, I experienced both sides. Both my loan spells came in the January window, so. The first year in their championship, going to win, like you said, sorry, we lose one game out of 19 and everything's going well. And that, he was fantastic. He was so calm and collected. And like you say, he wanted us to play good football. He'd been brought up on that, played that majority of his career. So I could see that. And then when I went back the second year, obviously we're in the Premier League and you're not winning as many games. And Roy's a winner. And, you know, I think sometimes that maybe frustrated him a bit more. And I mean, I think he saw a lot of me that he liked. He liked my character, and he liked the fact that I was also a winner. So I could relate to him a lot, and I could relate to at times when he was angry. Maybe some players couldn't understand that. He wanted more, and I wanted more. I was a young, ambitious lad who was, you know, trying to win every single game that I played, even in training. He liked the way I trained, and so I think we could both relate to each other in that way, and I think that's why you know, he speaks highly of me and why I enjoy playing under.
It still bugs me a little bit. I felt, as I often feel about managers who earn success, then they go up to another level and some things around the club or a squad can be found lacking. I think more often clubs should stay with a manager and say, okay, we saw what you did when things were going well, we understand the reasons for maybe struggling or being relegated again are different from you. And I still feel that that was his place and that he should have been there longer. And I'm not reaching for criticism of Sunderland. I think what I'm expressing is a little bit of frustration because I'd really like to see Roy Keane the manager.
Yeah, exactly. Personally. I mean, I'd gone from Sunderland at the times back at Manchester United when his time had finally came to an end at Sunderland. And I think it was maybe a lot more that had gone on between him and the chairman. I don't know.
No.
But, you know, sort of reading between the lines that, you know, it wasn't maybe a case of
If I can offer you then that I think there's... I think a lot of people would see him on television now and think he's moved on, the door's closed, he's maybe not going to be a manager or coaching his instinct. I'm unsure. I don't think we've seen either the last of Roy Keane, the coach manager, nor do I think that he's properly appreciated for... I think that thing, the Sunderland achievement, can drift off in the past and people kind of cobweb it, and I don't think that's right.
No, I don't think we've seen the last one. I think he'll be itching to get back into it. I really do. And I think he's probably enjoying what he's doing now and being patient.
It's a different role now because international football gives him time away. He's working with Martin. I still have a vision that he'll have a project of his own.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sometimes people are so, impatient about going into management, and there's so much. I mean, you see these coaches, as I see it, especially in European countries, where they're a number two coach for a long time, and you know they learn their trade that way and be patient about it, and you know, eventually something will fall that's right for you at that time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.